Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Stay tuned for a special bonus episode of this week's podcast.
Welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable, and our next guest, a guy that is an absolute legend here at the University of Georgia. He'll be back on campus Friday night for Stegmania. Really can't wait to see him. But you're talking about a guy that was a former captain of Georgia football here when he was playing here at the University of Georgia, went on to become a world champion wrestler, and of course is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame, the great Bill Goldberg. And Bill, thank you so much for taking time to be with us, my friend.
As always, Chuck, it is an honor and a privilege to talk to you, my friend.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming, but before I get to the Stegmania part, let's talk a little bit about, I know something you follow closely, and that's that Georgia football team, and off to a 5-0 start and playing well.
I know, it's wonderful. It's, you know, the years that, you know, Kirby came in, and you can't I don't want to say blame, but you can't hold him responsible for everybody on the team because there weren't the kids that he recruited. You know, it's Rick's team, and now we're finally seeing the fruitfulness of the kids that Kirby has brought in. And it's all, you know, I brought my son to Kirby's camp 3 or 4 years ago, and they're all saying, hey, just give us a couple of years. Give us a couple of years. Well, that time is now, and Kirby was not incorrect in saying that it was worth the wait. So I'm really excited. I mean, I don't know another alumni or a Georgia fan right now who isn't.
Bill, you were a defensive lineman here and an outstanding one at that. And when you look at that offensive line that Georgia puts out there on the field, I can assume that you're just glad that you're not having to go after them, go up against them each day in practice.
You know, I always love going up against the big, gigantic guys. Back when we were playing, when I was there, you know, Kentucky had the defense or had the offensive tackles that were, you know, 6'7", 300 pounds, but that didn't really cross the entire line. So the average weight on the line and the size of these guys is astronomical. It's an amazing deal to look at back then and now. It's a total transformation. These kids are from a different planet.
Well, I tell you what, we just got to keep it rolling now. South Carolina at noon on Saturday. But Friday night at Stegman Coliseum is Stegmania. And I got to tell you, one of the great things I have seen, they played it before the Notre Dame game. They've played it before several of the games at Sanford Stadium this year, is that pitch that you make to Dog Nation to get to Stegmania, to be in the Coliseum on Friday night as the basketball season gets underway with both the men's and women's team. It's going to be a great night.
I'll tell you what, it is always just an honor to be able to come back, to be a part of what I went through back in the red and black days and bleeding and sweating on that field. it was the best times of my life, and I've been lucky enough to do a lot of things since, but I still harken back on those being the best days. And anytime I can go back, especially as a father now to a 13-year-old son who aspires to play on that field one day, it really does make me proud of what's going on.
And, Bill, I hope that when you bring him on campus, that you bring him into this athletic department, show him where your name's permanently etched, where they keep all the captains of former teams. I mean, that's quite an honor.
Yes, sir, I appreciate that. That was something that I'm very, very proud of. And he has seen it. There's no question about it. And he wants his name up there in the future. So 3 years of that Kirby Smart football camp and put pads on him this year at 13 years old. And I guarantee you there'll be another Goldberg coming down the pipe in a couple of years.
Boy, we love that. Love the fact that he's already committed. That's what we like to hear. Bill, among other things that you're doing now, kind of bring us up to speed on where you are. I know you got stabbed the other night on NCIS LA. So
I healed very quickly.
Yo, good.
it happened last night, and I'll tell you what, the wounds have already healed. It's an amazing thing, this Hollywood. But, you know, whether it's, hey, I got a couple Dodge commercials coming out the 1st of November again, and I'm lucky enough to be a recurring character on NCIS, and I got another appearance on the Goldbergs coming up, and I'm going to Saudi Arabia for a big car extravaganza. And, you know, the list goes on and on. We're making a move. We're moving, you know, out of California here in the next couple months. And the landscape right now for the Goldberg family, I don't even know. We feel like nomads. But it's an honor and a privilege to do what we're doing.
Well, when you say that you're going to Saudi Arabia for a car extravaganza, I do remember you're quite the car collector.
Well, yeah, and in the move that I'm talking about, it's going to be a very difficult process getting 37 cars across the country. But, you know, that's one thing that the hard work, you know, that was instilled in me and the values from not only my parents, but, you know, the coaches at Georgia. You know, I'm fortunate enough that I'm reaping some benefits right now, and I've put my time in, and I continue to do it. But, you know, you have to relax at the same time. And I put myself behind the wheel of, you know, an old classic car, and it harkens back to the day of simpler times, and that's my release.
All right. Bill Goldberg, as always, thank you. Look forward to seeing you again Friday night, Stegman Coliseum. Gates open at 6. Event gets underway at 7. And, Bill, we will see you there.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Bill Goldberg here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable, and back with more right after this.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!